Hi everyone, you're listening to Venturi's Voice. I'm your host, Andy Davis. This show is all about building a hub of relevant, insightful, and actionable business insights that can help drive greater performance and innovation. I've worked with several tech startups myself and know from experience that success is underpinned by a passion for continual learning and growth. So I'm grateful to have the opportunity to speak with our guests and learn from their stories. If you enjoy this podcast, you can download the free ebook featuring my personal podcast highlights from the past 2 years at www.venturi-group.com/podcast-ebook. If you're looking for more information on today's episode, just head over to the Venturi website to check out the show notes. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show. Today's guest is Sam Carew, the infrastructure manager at Officio. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Sam. It's been interesting so far getting to know you a little bit and kind of where your thoughts are aligned, as certainly with regards to, you know, infrastructure in the community as a whole. It's a really interesting one and surprising one at the same time for me, because I've had so many different people from various different tech backgrounds on the show, and one of the things that typically comes to mind is how vibrant the tech community is. You know, you look at things like open source as just the first example, and how collaborative that has become. It's a bit of a shock in some ways to hear, you know, how infrastructure doesn't seem to have, you know, that same kind of culture behind it. And, you know, hopefully we can kind of dig in and try and, you know, kind of rack our brains around it a little bit today. But, I thought it'd be just a good thing to just get your initial thoughts on, you know, why that might be, and why you feel infrastructure hasn't yet had that kind of, super vibrant community yet.
Mm. Hey, Andy, thanks for having me on the show. I'm really excited, actually. It's really been good to connect with you. It's one of those things that's, it's only just hit me in the last 3 months, where I was looking at my career, seeing what the development path looks like. What does, you know, SAM version 2.0 look like? And I just didn't know where to turn in terms of where do I go? Where's the, you know, community of infrastructure guys who are just like myself? Where do they hang out? Where do they, you know, meet up to be able to, you know, find out about these sort of things? So I started digging around, and I just realized I didn't see that around. I didn't see that community being built up. The DevOps, the networking, organizations, they seem to have a community. The open source, gang seem to all hang out together. They have a vibrant community that they leverage. But where was the infrastructure, guys? And I think, you know, on thinking about this, parts of me think that the fact that we're at the core of, I find, most infrastructures or most technical function, the infrastructure guys are at the core. They sit in the middle when you have all the additional functions around. So maybe there was, you know, that opportunity of, you know, having that external community just didn't grow and develop. And that's one of the things that we're trying to rectify right now with the meetup group. I'm working with yourselves to be able to leverage your awesome recruitment pipeline, as well as my desire to see what my future looks like, in essence, by connecting with people that have been doing this for a long time, but also being able to bring up, you know, the younger guys that are working still in infrastructure with the way it changes so much. How do we, you know, it'll be great for people starting out to see what the future looks like for them.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think that we're in a time now that's relatively unprecedented. I think that the level of transparency with regards to a career path that you have access to now, a long time ago, you wouldn't have that. And, well, I suppose relatively, it wasn't actually that long ago, but you wouldn't have access to know what really is good, bad, you know, how you kind of stand up against the marketplace wasn't necessarily as transparent, and you know, it wasn't quite as easy as it is now to try and determine, you know, whether you are or not keeping up to date with the latest and greatest and how people are looking at solving various problems. And, you know, like I say, I think the beauty of IT, and I don't think, if you kind of agree to this as well, but I don't think that infrastructure people think any differently than a lot of tech people do. I think they embrace, you know, collaborative efforts. It's just that for whatever reason, there hasn't been that that takeoff and that one kind of common ground or community that has kind of flourished. And, you know, I wonder whether it's because of the tech itself, you know, maybe what you were alluding to earlier with, you know, we were talking over the phone about kind of the takeoff of cloud, you know, with regards to infrastructure, and just the speed and rate of change that some of these technologies are, you know, are moving at. Maybe that's why the infrastructure hasn't kind of, you know, bedded in quite the same way as maybe like a, you know, development or even, a data or networking or whatever has. So maybe that's some of the reason why, is just because the rate of change and the, you know, where people are looking at from to kind of collaborate on ideas and infrastructure has changed. I'm not really sure. I'm just kind of posting ideas out there, but I know you certainly alluded to that fact at one point.
Yeah, I think infrastructure, so we embrace change, just like you say, we embrace the other aspects of the tech because we need to. We're, you know, that collaborative part of working is at the core of how we operate. But I think what's really lacking is just a scenario where with the rate of change, there's been so many different possibilities that come up into the tech space that maybe then almost take people away in almost. So you look at serverless, you look at platform as a service, all these are, they're technology that almost chip away from being an infrastructure person. But, you know, that's the beautiful thing. If we leverage all these type of communities, we can, as a core, the IT people, that's infrastructure guys, can then grow as well. You know, I find myself, you know, I run an IT function for a management consultancy, and I've been, you know, I find myself going out to, you know, CTO type meetups, dev ops meetups, networking, you know, just to be able to find out what's new, find out what's, you know, what's around in the industry. And, you know, what would be great would be to have that community of infrastructure people together, and in essence then bring the knowledge to us, in essence. So you know, that's why the meetup's going to be arranging talks with, you know, different vendors to try and, you know, for them to, you know, pitch what they do, pitch how they're changing the game. And us being at the core of, you know, us infrastructure people being at the core of most tech functions, you know, if we can bring all that learning together, we can change the world. It sounds dramatic, but it's something that I feel like we're really passionate about. I think having a space where we can just hang out together and learn from each other will be brilliant.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, you know, who are thinking along the same lines. You know, you've been in infrastructure a while. You know, just to kind of take it back, when you started getting into infrastructure, I think a lot of people will, you know, look at something and think that seems really interesting, get into it. What was your kind of thing? What kind of influenced you to end up in infrastructure when you kind of think about that?
Okay, so from my scenario, the way I came to where I am right now is that I started off in a support function. I think like tons of tech people in general started off in a support desk, and then moved swiftly on into a server operations role. working with, you know, as you can imagine, working with the best of the desktop guys, working with networking, you know, with the application development teams, you know, working as a, you know, a central part of the, you know, of the IT function, and growing that experience, okay, brought me to another engineering company where I was able to, you know, as a single one-man band for a sort of 30, 40-man company, you know, able to tap into most things and you know, learn a bit about networking, learn a bit about, you know, application development, and almost became a jack of all trades. Moving into the role I am now, you know, there's a sort of 400 man company, and we're able to, you know, because we have three really strong infrastructure guys, we're able to kind of move things a whole lot quicker than I imagine, you know, other people can do, because we have, you know, not just a desktop guy, not just one who looks after networking, but someone, we've built a team that has, you know, strengths in each of these regions, and then we build them, you know, together as we form a formidable infrastructure team. But I think that's predominantly just, you know, being open to working with different teams, the DevOps gang, the networking teams, and working with those guys on basis really kind of helped, you know, sharpen your knowledge on different applications, different products. And that's been my experience and my growth in the infrastructure space. So now I'm a infrastructure manager. We're able to then, you know, outsource some of the networking side, but still, as you can imagine, you still have to have an understanding of how it all works together to formulate the plan and to, you know, design the architecture.
So it's kind of, not too untypical experience for a lot of tech people. You know, people are fascinated, interested in technology. You get stuck in and, you know, you kind of, I suppose, weed out and find your niche. You know, with regards to kind of continued learning and, you know, people of inspiration and, you know, maybe just overall inspiration for, you know, being motivated about building out more of a community. You know, is there one specific place that you kind of drew from for that inspiration, and, you know, people, you know, in your life and career wise that you kind of turn to for advice at any point?
So, do you know the one place I started off that was, I found it really helpful, a really good community, was a product called Spiceworks. I don't know if you've come across it. So Spiceworks is a community of IT people. So vendors in there, and it's a place where you can, you know, leverage the fact that thousands of people work in this sector, and, you know, utilize some of their knowledge, and then it, you know, acts as also a help desk function, which we never really utilize that service, but the community aspects of Spiceworks was really valuable for me, especially as I, you know, my career developed through working as a one man band. Sometimes you need to, you know, find the answers, right? And it doesn't matter what day or night it is. You can really utilize having a support group like that, a support network like that, to be able to help you. So I found Spiceworks really helpful initially. And then just the idea of going out and different security conferences, going to infrastructure conferences, cloud conferences, you know, just speaking to different people was a real plus for me, and a real to hone the technologies that we wanted to implement, as well as, you know, develop and work with different organizations.
Interesting. You know, from the experiences you and the influences that you've had, you know, how have you portrayed those messages to people, to your team, or, you know, people who are, you know, more junior than yourself now? And, you know, what are some of those kind of key conscious decisions that you make in with regards to kind of explaining to people and encouraging people to, you know, seek out communities, to, you know, do things in a certain way, you know, with regards to, you know, infrastructure?
I guess my advice generally to the guys I work with is to try new things. You know, generally everything is possible. I say that with a touching wood, but majority of times, if we look around, there'll be a tool or a script to be able to make something happen and do it well. So I really encourage the guys I work with to be able to do a lot of independent, surfing, just to, you know, see what different organizations are working on. And that gives them, you know, opportunity then to then feed back into us as an IT function, you know, the best of the things that they've been able to experience from elsewhere. I also, like I said, suggest and encourage going out to industry, you know, conferences to be able to find out what's new in the market, find out what's changing. And that's a huge place of learning. But, you know, what I'm really passionate about together is right now putting together the opportunity for infrastructure engineers, infrastructure managers, to be able to find a place that's, you know, they feel included, they feel at the core of what they're meeting and discussing, and then to bring in awesome services to be able to, you know, tell us what they're doing, working with, you know, the big vendors, Amazon for the cloud services, GCP, all the big vendors have a part to play in infrastructure, and you know, we want to be able to get their learnings all in one environment. That would be really helpful.
Fantastic, yeah. So can you see it kind of going towards that way? You know, what, you know, I always enjoy kind of talking about trends. You know, what, just to continue on with to that point, what trends are you kind of seeing or hoping, I suppose, to emerge now from infrastructure that I think that you think will make things, you know, more efficient, you know, more dynamic? You know, what things are you kind of expecting or hoping to see, you know, trending over the next few years or so?
Like I was saying earlier, I think the serverless operations is a big way forward. Platform as a service, those are really leveraging the cloud and leveraging the big players to be able to create applications, to be able to create services on the cloud without having your own infrastructure in house. I think it's going to be a huge change in the way infrastructure engineers look, what the future looks like for us. But that's, you know, that's what I want, you know, the community to talk about. That's what I want us to be able to strategize on, to see where, you know, we fit for each of those, see where we fit from each of those types of options. You know, what does our future look like, you know, as infrastructure guys? How do we migrate into the parts of the business we support, the networking, the open source? Do we do that, or do we retraining in certain ways? So those are the sort of conversations I really want to be able to have with other, you know, infrastructure people just like myself.
Awesome, mate. I think think it's really exciting. And I think, like you say, it's a lot of the stuff always seems to kind of come back to the, you know, the need for this kind of community build, and having access to that will hopefully, you know, increase innovation, get conversations started, you know, move, you know, all the rest of it. It'll be fascinating to see what comes from it. Hopefully we can kind of collaborate and, you know, really start to see some, see people kind of leveraging it and getting conversations started about some of the really important topics within infrastructure. Do, you know, when people are curious about your role, what are some of the kind of common questions that you're getting asked? Whether, you know, I would assume obviously from technical people, but what are some of the kind of common questions that you're getting asked that, you know, you'd really like to see answered, or at least get, you know, the conversation started with?
That's a great question. I think predominantly one of the questions I want to be able to answer is, what does our future look like? What does, you know, you're in an infrastructure role now, right now. How do you, what does the future, you know, how do you move forward? How do you, you know, plan out the things that you're working on? What technologies to focus on? Which ones to, you know, kind of leave behind? Those are the questions I want to be able to answer for, you know, for the, for other guys in my, in, you know, that technically wear my shoes a few years ago. But hopefully having the community together means that the ideas that were, that are coming together are, you know, are well and truly well tested. They've been around, you know, there's different walks of life brings together fantastic resources and learnings and of different ways of people have done things. That's what I really wanted to bring home, just that the idea that we can be in a place where we know what the future looks, what we have a better understanding of what the future looks like, because we're working with people that have been in the game for, you know, a long time, as well as working with people that haven't been in the game such a long time, but bring a, you know, a wealth of knowledge from different ways of doing things, from, you know, from sectors or some from education that we haven't thought about. So I'm really passionate about bringing some of the guys that are, you know, been in the game for a long time, bringing some of the brand new kind of infrastructure people that are just starting on their journey, bringing them together in a similar place, discussing what trends, what's trending in the industry, how we can, you know, find new learnings.
Amazing, right? I think it's going to be fascinating to hopefully be a part of this in some small way. I think there's probably a lot of people out there, especially, you know, who are hopefully seeking out something similar to you in the infrastructure community, will hopefully jump on this and get involved in some way. I think, you know, any kind of community build is only an enhancing thing. And I think that what I hope from people just in general, from the next generation, is that, you know, business and skills in general becomes much more collaborative. I think technology has really given us the tools to be able to do that in a much more collaborative way. But even though the tools are there, it still requires, you know, initiative and people's willingness to share ideas. And I think the more that we do that, you know, in whatever your industry is, I think the more we'll innovate and, you know, the more successful we'll become, you know, altogether. So I think it's a great message, Sam, and something that I'm, you know, really keen to see come into fruition. So, I just really appreciate you coming on the show and telling us all about it. It's going to be interesting to see what comes next for you, and hopefully for this kind of infrastructure community that I know you've been longing for.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, and it'll be great to team up and get some of your expertise in terms of working with communities.
It'll be fascinating, mate. So. We'll leave it here, but I'm, you know, so everyone knows, you know, Sam and I are going to be collaborating on a few different things to do with both Sam's kind of meetup group and our Venturi Slack group as well. So obviously, when we kind of publish the show, we'll have all the details in the description, and obviously look out for, you know, all of our pages to make sure that you can get involved when everything goes live. But Sam, thank you again for stopping by. It was really interesting chatting with you, mate. So thank you.
So if I can get the guys to anyone just to follow me on Sam Twitter at Sam Carew, I will feed you in and get you some info as much as you can.
Yeah, definitely, Sam Carew, and we'll make sure that all the links and Twitter handles and everything are all there. Are all in the bio on the website and both on iTunes. So awesome, mate. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for listening to Venturi's Voice. Please make sure you subscribe at iTunes or SoundCloud, or check out the website, venturi-group.com, and keep up to date with the latest IT jobs, talent, news, and podcasts. Or drop me a line. It's andy.davis@venturi-group.com. Any feedback, topics, or guest suggestions are always welcome. And thanks again for listening to the show. See you next time.